This ASAP podcast is brought to you by Spec Athletic, the synthetic sports surfacing company, building facilities that athletes can work out on, train on, and compete on. Spec Athletic, the flooring professionals with Regapol America technology. Check them out at specathletic.com. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts. Columbia, South Carolina today at the University of South Carolina with the Gamecocks. And we're looking at this women's basketball squad here. They've got a big-time program, and they have a brand-new big-time strength coach for that women's team. Her name's Molly Bonetti. Molly, welcome to our program.
Thanks a lot for having me, Ed. I appreciate it.
First of all, what's it like just getting to a program and just kind of getting your feet, you know, squared away on the ground and everything? What's that been like?
Yeah, I mean, you said it. The first month or so, I guess I've been here 5 weeks. It's trying to keep my head above water. And, you know, I think the number one goal coming into a program like this is you just want to build relationships right off the bat. And so it's been a fun 5 weeks just trying to figure out the lay of the land, figure out how our staff operates, you know, get to know the girls, what makes them tick, and just build that relationship and build that trust. I haven't even really been focusing on the training aspect right now. It's more so just making sure we have a really solid foundation and start to build our culture and teach them how to train and get a really good foundation to build on. And, you know, the training will come. It's just how we do things, the way that we communicate, the way that we train together as a team, those things come first. So it's been a lot of just teaching and having patience and trying to make sure everything's in place to train upon.
Looks like your first baby steps here in Columbia have been going pretty smooth, because we got to witness one of your workouts this morning, and it looks like the intensity's there, the girls are focused, and it was a real workout. They were straining.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're starting to hit our stride a little bit now in July. The first month was a lot of teaching, like I said, and now we're starting to pick up the pace a little bit and really start to get the work in. So it's been fun the last couple weeks, and looking forward to what's ahead. We have a few weeks left of summer, and then they go home for a couple weeks, and when they get back the end of August, it's go time. We've got 6 weeks until official practice. So,
You were doing a great job out there. How did you get into this business?
I was really lucky. My freshman year, I went to Marquette, and I came in actually thinking I was going to be a business major. And before I even started my first class, I changed my major to exercise science. And I didn't know necessarily what I wanted to do, but I knew that the business world wasn't for me. And I knew growing up, I'd always played sports. I had been in physical therapy a lot of knee injuries, unfortunately. But I thought maybe I wanted to be a physical therapist, athletic trainer, something like that. And we were enrolled in a course my freshman year where we just had people from different professions come in and really give us a presentation on what it is they do, different career paths. And Todd Smith, the head strength coach at Marquette University, he works with men's basketball. He's the director of their program. He came in and gave a presentation, and he had my attention right away. And I ended up interviewing him for one of my assignments. And so I got to talk with him a little bit, and he opened his doors right away and said, you know, if you ever want to come in, observe, volunteer, my door's open. And so the next morning, early morning, I walk in, and that was really the start of it. I went in day one, and anytime that I wasn't in class, I would be there, you know, 5:30 in the morning in between classes whenever I could, and started off as just volunteering and observing. And then by my junior year, turned into a paid internship and did that all 4 years during college, and just kind of ran with it. I loved it.
And now here you are working with South Carolina. It's got to be very exciting for you to get here.
It is. It's. I don't know that it's fully sunk in yet, but I'm just taking the opportunity and running with it, and excited to see where it leads.
How are you setting up this training week for this women's squad here?
Yeah, so right now a lot of our coaches are out recruiting, and so we're not practicing quite as much, and so I've got more hours with them. So this week I actually had 6 hours that I could use. And so it was a little bit different setup. Most weeks we go Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday with that Wednesday as a recovery day. Based on our practice schedule also kind of dictates what we do on a certain day. So this week, the way that we had it set up is our Monday is more of our what we call a high CNS day. So everything that we're doing is intended to be fast. We like to throw things. We like to move things fast. A lot of jumping, low volume, but really high quality work. And then coming back on that Tuesday, it was more of our upper body pull, lower body push day. And then we split the week up. Wednesday, we did more on-court, movement, right? I like to call it athleticism 101, speed school 101. So just teaching a lot of different movement, a lot of different landing progressions, a lot of different, right now just focusing on long response plyos, teaching them different positions. So, and then today we came back, our foundational lift was more of an upper body push, lower body pull day. And then we'll finish the week every Friday during the summer is a competition Friday. So we have the whole team in. Typically throughout the week, we train in groups. And then Fridays, we come together, we train as a team. And I like to throw them in a lot of different situations, a lot of different environments, and put them through things where they've got to strategize, they've got to work together, they've got to grind together to help build that culture and help get them to figure out how to work together as a team.
You know, one thing that's cool is here at South Carolina in this basketball strength training complex is these big screens that you have, and you've got the workouts. Everybody knows what's coming and what's going to happen. And for our listeners out there, we got a lot of coaches and a lot of athletes that are tuned into our podcast and videos and everything to learn a little bit about how to get their program going. What was on tap today? What did we see? We saw a lot of stuff.
We did. I like to start them out and go through our warm-up series, typically in groups, and so I like to take them through some different circuits. So get them moving. We go through a mobility circuit. We typically do three different groups, three different exercises, progressing into some stability exercises, and then putting it all together through a movement series. And then we got into our lift today. Our foundational lifts were bench press and snatch grip RDL. So we started off with bench press there. We've been working a lot on tempos this first month and a half. So a lot of slow eccentrics. Right now we're working on some isometrics. And The last couple weeks of summer, we're going to get into more purely concentric work. And right now I'm always hitting them at the end with some higher volume, one set of 10, kind of our money set. So they're trying to each week to beat the weight that they did the previous week for that set of 10. And so it gives them a way to compete a little bit. Also is a good way for us to sneak some volume on them. Typically, we're not working past 6 reps in a set, so we like to finish our sets with some of our primary exercises with that set of 10. And then that second block you saw, we had some pulling movements, so we had the snatch grip RDL, barbell hip extension, And then we had heavy farmer's walks as well. So I'm trying to challenge them to get half their body weight in each hand and be able to carry that for a period of time. And then we like to finish off that last block there. We did do that unilateral rear foot elevated. We did weighted push-ups with chains and then the heavy sled push at the very end to kind of burn their legs a little bit.
That was a heavy sled push. That was a grueling, grinding out sled push. This wasn't for, you know, fifth graders or anything.
Yeah, it's intended that way, but get them to grind through it a little bit, and we're just going one length of the turf there. I want to see them push.
Yeah, they needed encouragement from their teammates. They were, you know, trying to pick up and make it move, and, you know, whatever you planned, it was working.
Well, I hope so. We're making progress.
You know, you talked about isometric type of movement that you were doing. What exactly did that entail?
Yeah, so right now we are holding for 3 seconds in the bottom of that movement. So for our bench press, we do them all together. So we've got one person working, one person spotting, and everything's on me. So I tell them to unrack the bar. I tell them to control it down. And by control it down, I mean pull it down fast and then stop about an inch off their chest. So I'm telling them down, hold, 3, 2, 1, up. And so they stay disciplined to that tempo. In the bottom of that, they're not resting, they're not relaxing, the bar's not resting on their chest, but they're actively pushing up against it, creating that tension, and then driving through when I say up. So the goal right now with these eccentrics and the isos is just to make sure that our movement patterns are really, really smooth, but also forcing us, you know, to work under time under tension. So
yeah, great idea. Great stuff right there we saw. What are some of the bread and butter things that you bring to work every day here?
I think for me is my energy. I come to work excited every day, and that's one thing that I'm always getting on our kids about is, you know, you can go a long way with energy, attitude, and effort. And so those are things that I try to model every single day. I come in excited, and I try to get them excited. I try to set the temperature rather than let them control the room. And so that's something that's huge for me, and just that consistency. You know, I think for these kids, there's so much that's going on in their schedules and their life and all these different people that they're around. And for me, it's, you know, it's not my goal just to train them, but it's my goal to be a really consistent presence in their life and be able to influence them in a lot of ways other than just in the weight room. And so for me, it's just that consistent presence. They know what they're going to get from me in terms of who I am as a person. I fluctuate up and down with my energy levels and based on what we need on given days. But I think that's something that you see from me every day.
You've got to bring that. This is a big time program. You guys don't recruit the average type player. You are recruiting players. You guys want to win national championships and SEC championships.
Absolutely. It's fun because, you know, the athleticism that you see from some of these kids is just, you know, jaw dropping at times, but you know, it's my number one goal to make them better basketball playing athletes.
And some of these players that you have did experience, I would think, that national championship from a couple years ago.
Yeah, we have a few left from that championship team, and we have a couple kids too that were red shirts that year that saw it, but that, you know, are hungry to actually be a part of it. And so we have that experience, which is great. We do have a lot of youth, and we have players that, you know, have been in reserve roles that are now going to be asked to play a lot more minutes and to have a bigger impact. And so right now it's we're trying to figure out where that leadership's going to come from. We're trying to figure out who's going to be able to lead us out on the court. But it's exciting because there's a lot of opportunities for a lot of kids and there's a lot of talent. And, you know, it's exciting to work with that caliber of athlete. But, you know, understanding too that at the heart of it, they still, for the most part, need to just train in a very simple way and get really, really good at some really basic stuff.
Yeah, that's got to be one of the things that brought you down here to Columbia, South Carolina, is what you were coming into.
Absolutely. I mean, I think there's a multitude of factors that came into the decision, but the opportunity to work with Coach Staley and her staff and that caliber of a coaching staff is huge, even from my professional development standpoint. And then I mean, obviously it doesn't hurt that these athletes are at the level that they are, but to have that ability to focus in on 13 girls and put your heart and soul into them and making sure that they're getting taken care of is huge.
That's right. This isn't just a program. This is South Carolina women's basketball. It's big time, folks. We're with Molly Bonetti. She's the head strength and conditioning coach. She directs the strength training and conditioning program for this women's basketball squad here in Columbia, South Carolina. Molly, thanks again. We really appreciate you taking a few extra minutes out for us.
No, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you putting out that content for us as coaches. It's valued, and I know we as coaches appreciate it.
Thanks again, and we wish you continued success here. We'll be back.
Thank you. Look forward to it.